1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hurricane Beryl about to hit the Southeast Caribbean.
This is a major hurricane. It's not a joke.
Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves on St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the path of Category 4 Hurricane Beryl, blowing at 130 miles an hour.
Wherever you have a hurricane of that type, a major hurricane of this type, cars become missiles, you know, they're lifted up.
Barbados, St. Lucia, and other windward islands at risk. The National Hurricane Center calls Beryl extremely dangerous. Expected out of the Supreme Court Monday, a ruling in the Trump immunity case that he can't be held responsible for the attempted insurrection January 6th of 2021. The Justice Department, who proposed a plea deal for Boeing on allegations it misled the Federal Aviation Administration when it was investigating crashes in 2018 and 19 that killed 346 people, proposed fine $200 million. This is ABC News. People still complaining about inflation and high prices, but it's not stopping what's expected to be record travel numbers for 4th of July. 80 million by AAA's estimate. Most driving, but a lot of people are flying, too.
TSA is experiencing some of its highest passenger counts ever. In fact, this past Friday was the fourth busiest day on record for the TSA. Nearly 3 million passengers screened at airports nationwide. But it's this coming Wednesday, July 3rd, that'll likely be the busiest.
ABC's Faith Abube. Some 125 dolphins got stranded around low tide at Wellfleet on Cape Cod. Stacy Hedman of the International Fund for Animal Welfare says they got most of them out to deeper water.
A little over 10 animals that did unfortunately die, and one animal that we unfortunately had to euthanize.
Well, the group calls it the largest mass stranding in over 25 years.
This is a common area where we historically have had stranding events for years.
Undetermined the cause of the stranding. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Today, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Penelope's Thrill. This is Message on the Moon. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let's walk across the snowy fields and guess. There's a message in the starry sky. If you care to look, let's read the skies like letters in our book.
Say
the dock. Crows are squawking while the watchdog box. You pop your ears, blink your eye, you watch a cloud of breath.
Oh,
Inc. on Civic Media. Double dip of Vanellope's Thrill. It's Yesterday. Message on the Moon. That's brand new from Vanellope's Thrill. Great band out of Madison, by the way. Stream them on Spotify. I had a page up with all their shows, but it's disappeared.
Well, I'll look it up, Jimmy, while you stall. How does that sound?
844-967-2789. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting from Madison on WMDX and around the state on the Civic Media app. Make sure you get the app if you don't have that yet. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, we got Sarah coming up live in the lair in about 45 minutes, and I'm super excited.
Yep, she's coming in, Jimmy. We should see her in just a few minutes. And we also have Matt Girding. He'll be coming in from Lola's High Low Lounge. We'll hear about the cocktails, food, and the vinyl that they got going on.
This is new to me. I did not know a lot about Lola's until recently. I think I need to make a trip up there. Yes. It's records. It's like you said, cocktails. It's just got this kind of really cool vibe.
You'll step back to about 1955.
Wow.
Okay.
In my opinion, I'm sure I'm wrong about on the year, but
you're right about the nostalgia thing. Yeah. Like you kind of go back to an era when like things were a little bit different, and people would put a record like a record. You guys know what records are, right? You know, you put a record on, and then you listen to it crackle, and you listen to the beautiful sound that comes out of it, and that just you're not gonna find that today.
No.
Well, not only that, but they're bringing in other DJs, right? And they bring in sort of their collection. So like an album is an album, a collection of songs, but a record collection is kind of also like, draw a circle around it. Like the person draws a circle around these recordings because they're the ones they have and they own. And when they come to Lola's, right, or someplace like that, they're kind of, you're getting this flavor that I don't think you can, it's very unique.
Yeah. So you're like, I like how you just described it as a circle. It's sort of like drawing us like, these are my albums and these are my collections of albums. And basically this is everything I love and I'm going to share it with you.
Right. Yeah. Where else can you sort of, have that experience of having that being shared with you?
That sounds wonderful. Let's go right now.
Yeah. Their cocktails and their food. We'll talk to Matt about
Lola's.
We can't
go right now. We have work to do.
I have a love affair right now with Lola's. I mean, they're brand new on the north side. Rocker and I, we live on the north side of Madison, and it's just great to have them there. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you could call or text us through the Civic Media app. I would still like to know where you think up north in Wisconsin begins.
The UP. Wait, not the right answer.
That's like the Hayward answer,
we keep getting north.
Right.
More north.
Where does the north begin, in your opinion, in Wisconsin?
Hudson Bay.
There is no right answer to this. Or just no wrong answer. I mean, it's...
Oh, there's plenty of wrong answers. Well, but you're right. There's no one right answer.
Rockford, Wisconsin, for example. That's the wrong answer because that's south of Madison. So it's all about your perspective.
There's not really a Rockford, Wisconsin.
Yes, there is.
Really? Yeah. I thought you were driving with me.
We stole Rockford from Illinois.
I understand. I get it.
Well, when you fly into the United States from Iceland, you're flying over like white ice. It's just as far as you can see, right? And then you get to this point where all of a sudden you're like, wow, a tree. And then like another tree, right? And then all of a sudden it finally turns green and you're like, wow, that's sort of a separation of north and south in some ways. Because that's like, in the middle of summer, you're flying over pure white, right?
Yeah, wouldn't expect that.
Coming from Madison, when you're heading north, I mean, you get out of the kind of the greenery, you get into the pines and the sand. North of Sauk and Baraboo in the Juneau, Adams County area there, and then you go north of that. That's when, more pines and birch trees, I guess, take over.
Is it possible that north is maybe a state of mind rather than a line on a map? Like maybe north is where you have to stop to fill up your tank.
Right.
Or you have to stop to pee.
Right.
Or it's just a place in Game of Thrones.
Also, that works.
844-967-2789. Where does the north begin? Got Rob Roberts coming up at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Before that is Shane Christopher Neal. He's supposed to be on right now with us to tell us about Indy 45 show. But he didn't show up, Rocker. You know what he told me? He can't come on the air with us tonight because he's going to the Nickelback show in St. Catharines.
Nickelback, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Is that, good God, is that what we're listening to?
We've been blown off by Shane Christopher Neal for Nickelback.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's a chance to go to a great show with a great band that people universally love. I mean, can you blame him? I'm a little hurt, but I can't blame the guy.
I want to say no, but yeah. I mean, Nickelback. I'm not a fan. And Nickelback has a lot of haters in the world. And I'm not one of the haters because, you know, Iron Plow isn't selling out stadiums across the world yet.
We're not?
Yet.
Yet.
Wait, but, Rucker, what's your thought on Nickelback?
You know.
Have they ever been on the cover of Maximum Inc.?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever even interviewed them. I guess that's what it says there. Boom.
You're so a fan. Boom.
Not a fan.
Fan. I'm not a fan, but I'm not a hater, really. You know what I mean?
Don't want to be a hater.
No, I'm a Nickelbacker.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them live?
No.
They seem like they would be fun to see live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, this part of the hatred, it's like, well, I'm going to stand on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And be their biggest fan.
I'm not hating. They're just not my cup of tea.
You're not a hatey guy, though.
I like Skid Row, though.
What in the world were they doing on Roadrunner Records is my question.
Were they really on Roadrunner? Yeah. Same as Last Crack, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
They turned out to be one of their biggest bands ever, right?
I wonder what Nickelback's opinion of where up north in Wisconsin is. That's what I want to know.
Arkansas.
Bunch of rock stars. Thanks, Shane, for blowing us off for Nickelback. Appreciate you, man. Check out of the show anyway. 10 p.m. tonight. It's good stuff. Right now, 7,000 apart on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Civic Media, we are local music with Cat and the Hurricane. That is Caffeine and Alcohol. I had an argument with myself before playing Cat and the Hurricane. I was either going to play that song or the new one. It was just released last week, or 2 weeks ago, rather, featuring Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. That song is called Costume. So I played Costume last week. That's why I played Caffeine and Alcohol this week.
Well, you can't go wrong with a Cat and the Hurricane song.
Right. I was going to do a double dip, but I did a double dip of Cat and Hurricane last week. I don't want to be repetitive, but
you know,
I love
your
the
show.
Band,
you know, you can do that if you want to, yeah. But we do appreciate the variety. So carry on.
Oh gosh. Cat and Hurricane. Look them up. Follow them on the socials. They are awesome. How you doing tonight, everybody? It's a great Saturday night. Weather's beautiful across the state of Wisconsin. Of course, you're listening to us across the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app and tell us where the North begins. And the answer is Portage, Wisconsin.
What does the sign say again?
Where the North begins.
Where the North begins. Not like gateway to the North.
I wish I had the telephone number for the mayor.
An essence of the North.
The essence of the North.
The North is close by.
No. So you're driving up North in a couple of days.
Yes.
You're going to... By Park Falls.
Up by Park Falls, yes.
I expect a full detail essay of this changing of the geology and the scenery as you're driving up north and where you believe the up north hits you in the car.
Okay, so I'll see. Like, maybe I'll leave the windows down. Like, where does the smell of the air change? Like, when does it start to smell like pine?
When do you get that feeling in your gut?
Okay.
I'm up north.
All right.
I would say it's like that place is where winter comes. If you don't find shelter... You will die.
You will die. Oh, okay.
And then
wouldn't that be the definition?
That's the best one I've heard yet. You've been holding that all night? That's brilliant.
The definition of up north is when you're driving down the road and you hit two deers instead of one at the same time.
Mm.
That's a sad one, but it's truth, you know?
I can't even imagine hitting two deers at once.
And possibly...
Deers.
If you're up north, maybe you're still ice fishing on one of the lakes up there.
Now? In late June?
Boy, that would be really north, Jimmy. You're stretching there.
I am. 844-967-2789. Sarah is live in the lair that's coming up here shortly. Full double-spaced essay, KJ. Can you handle that?
Yes.
Okay. And an apple, please. A Granny Smith, if you can handle it.
This is what you want from me for when I come.
Right.
After the drive. Okay, you got it.
All right, cool. Got that worked out. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing here in Madison. Great local brewing. They brew their beer with the best ingredients they can find. Plus, you can go to their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers. And plus, sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza... Then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. We're going to talk about Lola's in Madison with Matt. That's next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. a health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin, up north on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Hey, don't forget, Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That's coming up soon. And Sarah is live in the Lair Rocker.
Jimmy, Madison has one of those unique cities whose music scene stands out across the country. And those who venture to Madison, they rarely leave. There are many reasons to stay, but the music scene seems to be the number one. A statement that I've heard over and over and over. And Matt Girding is one of those people. After working for booking agencies early in his career, Matt noticed the Madison scene as being on the cusp. And in 2007, purchased the Troubled Majestic Theater. And a lot has transpired since then. And after stepping down as co-president of FPC Live, Matt Girding promised he was not leaving Madison and would be exploring new and different opportunities. And tonight, Matt Girding is in our studio to tell us about his latest adventure, Lola's Hi-Fi Lounge.
Yee-hoo!
Matt, welcome to Max Sync Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Matt, we're going to give you the last word of our question for tonight. In your opinion, where does up north begin?
You know, I would say it's hard to answer that question without a sort of personal perspective around it. And so my wife is from a small town called Valders, Wisconsin, which is just outside of Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm not from Wisconsin. I've been here for 17 years. And so whenever we say we're going up north, it's Manitowoc. I consider it Manitowoc and north. I feel like that's the point in the state where culturally and in terms of like these sort of more extreme northern accents, like at Manitowoc, that's where it starts. And up from there, it's even more extreme.
Did you ever run into Charlie Behrens up there?
You know, I have met him a couple times, but I started honing in my up north accent a little bit after I started watching Manitowoc Minute and spent a little bit of time up there, you know. And so, and certainly hanging around my wife's family is good exposure to that accent too. So I'm getting pretty good at it these days.
That is a good accent. Good job on that, man.
Thanks.
You know, you've been booking for so long, and you brought in so many artists. I was wondering, you know, before we start finding out about some of the other stuff, who is the most interesting and favorite artist that you booked? What comes to mind?
You know, people ask me that a lot, and I have a tough time, again, not sort of putting my own personal music interests into the mix in that question, but my favorite band is a band called Against Me. They're from Gainesville, Florida. They're a punk band. The lead singer, Tom Gable, transitioned to being a woman about, four or five years ago. And we put them on King Street for a live on King Street, which is also our 10-year anniversary of the Majestic. And it was just this ultimate moment of sort of pinnacle of my kind of concert industry career. To be able to do that with a 10-year anniversary for a free show on King Street. And they're, of course, the nicest band in the world and total sweethearts. So
You know, you brought up King Street, and I hope I'm not jumping ahead of the script here, but that's not happening anymore, huh? That has to be really sad for you.
Yeah, it's not happening this year. I mean, it's not ultimately I'm not a partner anymore, and I'm not involved in the day-to-day operation. Certainly it's sad. You know, I don't know all the finer details, but I think it certainly was probably had a lot to do with production logistics and the rising cost of doing events like that, you know, on a different street, which MLK Boulevard is a lot bigger than King Street. And we had a lot smaller stage on King Street. And so, you know, I understand, you know, probably why it happened. It certainly bums me out because it was sort of my baby, me and Scott's. And it was one of my favorite things that we did every year. So hopefully they bring it back next year at some point in the future.
Okay. onward to whatever's next. So give us the abridged version, if that's even possible, of your journey from booking agent to venue owner to co-president and then, of course, starting Lola's.
Sure. Yeah, I'll try to make it as tight as possible.
We only have an hour.
So I after college, I went to University of Missouri in college. I moved to Los Angeles. I worked for a booking agency called Creative Artist Agency, and I was an agent's assistant. We booked and routed tours and represented bands. And yeah, did that for a little over 4 years. And then I met Scott, my business partner for Majestic out there. And we decided to open a music venue in the Midwest. And so we looked at a bunch of different cities and ultimately kind of fell in love with Madison and found the Majestic Theater, which was vacant and had been vacant for about 8 months or so. And decided it was the perfect fit for what we wanted to do, which was like a small club, ideally in a college town. And we thought Madison was sort of ripe with potential. And so I moved to Madison in 2007, and Scott and I bought the building and renovated it and turned it into a concert venue where it was a sort of a hip hop dance club before called Club Majestic. And so ran it for a little over 10 years and then merged our company with Frank Productions when they were building the Sylvie. And so then I became a president at Frank Productions FBC Live and was overseeing operations for all the Madison venues and then the two venues that we had also bought in Columbia, Missouri, which is my hometown, the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. And so I was able to sort of work with everybody at Frank Productions and Scott to get the Sylvie off the ground, and then spent 5 years as a president of that company. And then ultimately, you know, had two kids and got married, and my wife owns Ancora, which is a local cafe, and
oh sure,
and her business is doing awesome, and decided to kind of cash in my chips and move on and explore some new opportunities and hopefully find, you know, a different path for a little bit better work-life balance, which of course means I opened a restaurant, which everybody knows
is the best move
for finding pinnacle of work-life balance. Yeah, we ultimately decided to open a restaurant two blocks from our house on the north side called Lola's Hilo Lounge, which is named in tribute to a place in my wife's hometown called Lola's Tomcat Lounge. And it's a hi-fi bar, old school classic 60s era cocktail lounge with great food and a lot of vinyl. And we have DJs that spin vinyl and funk, soul, jazz, and all kinds of different genres. So it's a lot of fun.
I was a decade off. I said the 50s earlier, but it's the 60s motif.
So primarily, yeah.
So tell us the story, you know, before we talk about Lola's, the restaurant itself, but tell us about Lola and the story behind her red carpet experience.
Yeah, so Lola is the owner and bartender at Lola's Tomcat Lounge, which is technically in St. Nazian's, Wisconsin, which is about 5 miles from my wife's hometown of Valders. And every time we would go up there to see her family, she would take me to Lola's place, and she still bartends every night. She's now 88 years old, and
wow.
it's a total 60s era cocktail lounge. And the first time I walked in, I just fell in love with it. And of course, she was a total sweetheart. And she dresses like Marilyn Monroe in high heels and leather pants every night when she bartends. And so I got inspired when we were sort of coming up with a concept for what to call the place down here and what to theme it around. And we just decided we would sort of theme it around her and sort of do it in her honor. And so we named it after her, and we had a big grand opening in November and invited her down in a limo with her family for the opening.
Oh,
and
nice.
Put out the red carpet for her and gave her sort of big Hollywood moment.
What was her reaction to that? What was her
feeling?
She feelings?
Started crying. She was like, yeah, well, huh? And then I started crying. It was like, it was a really emotional
night. Everybody's crying.
Yeah. It was like, you know, she was blown away, and she was just so honored, and she just couldn't believe that she was getting this much love and attention, you know.
So Lola bartends there. So she lives in Madison and she works there, right?
She lives above the bar.
So
in
she
St.
commutes here.
No, she does. She's not. She doesn't do anything. She just. Oh. We just brought her down to Madison for the opening.
I gotcha.
She lives and runs her Lola's up in St. Nazian's. Yeah, but so we brought her down for the opening. And yeah, she had the time of her life. And she's come down a couple other times with some of her family, and they brought like a whole shuttle bus down a couple months ago with like 40 people.
Oh,
so she's
fantastic.
Like, we sort of turned her into like a local legend up there. And all through the state, and she tells us all the time, she says, man, I've never been more busy in my whole life. I got people coming from all over the state coming to see me, and they heard about me through you guys. And she's like, I wish I would have made this much money 20 years ago. So she's loving it.
That's
though.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
I'm a fellow Northsider. Rockers lives on the north side. KJ, I don't know. Are you north?
She's a downtowner.
You're a downtowner. That's north of the South Side, so that's okay. Matt, when you all opened, it was pure excitement because you have this beautiful atmosphere in Lola's. When you walk in, the back bar is like vinyl everywhere, plus some top shelf liquors and stuff. Talk about the cocktails, because you all have some really cool cocktails at Lola's.
Yeah, sure. So we wanted to sort of theme the cocktails around a lot of the classics, and but also have some seasonals mixed in too. You know, I think a lot of kind of the craft cocktail movement leaned a little bit too far into sort of like putting on a show and shaking cocktails and making this big production out of it and having cutesy names with 27 different ingredients and you didn't know what you were ordering. And so we decided to sort of simplify it and really focus on good cocktails and having a, you know, a good Manhattan and a sidecar and a gimlet and a lot of these sort of classic cocktails. But then our bar manager, Mark, who was the bar manager at Heritage Tavern for years, came in and built all these really creative seasonal cocktails as well. So right now he's got this drink called the Not Too Spicy Margarita, which is made with mezcal, and a whole bunch of other things. So it's sort of a mix of classic and nostalgic, but with, you know, with a handful of originals that are really fun.
What about your food there? Are you guys, you know, full service restaurant? How does that work?
Yeah, it's full service restaurant. So the sort of food theme that we came up with was called Global Tavern Food. So it's you know, basically tavern food from all over the world. We just didn't say where exactly. And so we've got everything from cracker crust pizza to noodles and dumplings.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, to different wontons. And like, and there's, of course, cheese curds because you can't really open a restaurant in Wisconsin without cheese curds.
They won't let you.
Yeah. And so, you know, it allows Evan, who's our partner, to be really playful with different concepts, and he can kind of get creative with like what's inspiring him today about, you know, tavern food from around the world.
That, it's Thai dish that you all have is super good. Rocker, I know you like spicy food. Next time you go to Lola's, get the Thai noodle dish.
Spicy Thai noodle dish?
Or the spicy Dan Dan noodle is really, really good too. So yeah, some of the noodle dishes are great, but yeah, it's a really eclectic menu, but we wanted it to be really fun and approachable.
What would you say is a good night to come in, have dinner, and catch some crazy vinyl, like some of these people that are bringing in their collections? Tell us about your approach to sound there and your vinyl players.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the hi-fi bar concept, which of course hi-fi is short for high fidelity, is a concept that's kind of exploding in popularity around the country, and it was all inspired by Jazz Kisses, which is a concept out of Japan, and there's a lot of them in Tokyo, but they're basically these listening bars that have these really high-end sound systems, and people will come there and sit and drink a cocktail and listen to vinyl records, you know, specifically jazz, on these amazing sound systems, and it's just an awesome way to sort of consume a record in this great, you know, sound system. And so we sort of took inspiration from that, and we put acoustic treatment on the ceiling called K13, which is something that's commonly used in concert venues, which I was pretty familiar with, that helps to sort of deaden the room and make the sound really, really crisp. And then we installed speakers all around the room from a company called One Sound, who's based out of New Jersey. And
that subwoofer you have on the back bar.
Yeah, we've got subwoofers actually on the ceiling and on the back bar. There's these sort of Klipsch remakes called from a company called Kreitz, and they've got these giant 15-inch horns on them. Wow. And they just sound amazing. So like we went a little bit overboard on the sound system, but
that's okay.
No such thing. Yeah, well, we hadn't budgeted nearly enough, and then we had some tense conversations at the end when we were like already way over budget, and I was like, well, we gotta have the great sound. And we went for it, and it does make an incredible difference. And so, you know, if you come to Motown Mondays, which we do every Monday night, you'll have DJs playing Motown vinyl from the DJ booth. And it just sounds incredible to the point where you can have a really clear conversation with somebody and then also really tune in and listen to the music at the same time.
Nice.
And so it creates an environment that's different from a lot of restaurants, which are sometimes way too sort of loud and with noise sort of slapping all over the place.
Okay. So you say you've been around 8 months, so you're new. But what about what's new? Like what's new for this summer at your lounge?
So for this summer, we're actually working on our new summer food menu. So we've got some tricks up our sleeve for that. You know, we're getting a little bit more creative with sort of music programming with different DJs, but we're also playing around with live music. And so we have done one show with a local jazz band called Mr. Chair. And, you know, we try to stick thematically to sort of jazz as kind of our our soul in terms of where we lean musically. But yeah, we're looking at doing something in August with a show on a Tuesday night that would be sort of a ticketed concert. So working on that. We're doing a sort of pop-up vinyl market in late August with a bunch of the local record stores, and we're going to kind of take over part of the parking lot.
That sounds
fun.
And
allow people to come down to buy records and hang out in Lola's and buy cocktails and sort of embrace the vinyl movement in that way. So we're always working on some creative ideas.
That's awesome. Matt, thank you so much for coming in, sharing the story about Lola's. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to Lola's High-Low Lounge. Sorry about that.
No, High Low
Lounge, North Sherman Avenue, right? Commercial Avenue. It's a beautiful restaurant. You got to check it out. The food's great. And of course, that Motown Mondays is definitely cool. Matt, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. I picked this song just for you after talking about Lola's.
You sweet, sweet man.
Are you familiar with Jason and the Jazzernauts?
You know, somewhat, but
they're out of Milwaukee.
Yeah,
they're pretty new.
Awesome.
And they're good. This
cool.
is their song, Makes My Heart Sway.
I'll have to get it on vinyl.
There you go. Play it at Lola's. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Thank you. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Jason and the Jazzernauts and Makes My Heart Sway. We got Live in the Lair coming up, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Sarah is here. It's going to kick off just after 9 o'clock. Right now, Newski featuring Miles Nielsen on Max Inc. Radio.
And you check your shades, getting off on a lawn chair, knowing what I had to say. We're off the reservation, shot communication. We sure do get our dicks in, are we just punching back? How long can we go this way?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, Live in the Lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.